Hello everyone and welcome to the MentorPad podcast. I'm Riya Bhatia and I just completed Computer Science Engineering from Indira Gandhi Delhi Technical University for Women. In today's episode, I will share with you my journey through college, some useful tips and lessons that I learned, which will surely help you to make the most out of your college years. I will talk about the ways to develop your technical skills and personality, about prestigious programs like Google Summer of Code, and keeping track of events and scholarship opportunities. So stay tuned, and I hope you find something useful in this. Like most other college students, I had no clue or a fixed plan of what my college life would be like. But the first step was easy. Since school, I enjoyed being a part of curricular activities like theatre, dance, debating, poetry and music. So within 1 month of college, I had already joined almost all college societies. Initially, it was fun, but soon I wasn't able to manage everything and had to choose the ones which resonated with me the most. One such society was Instinct. Instinct is the Life Skills and Peer Educators Society of IGDTU. At Instinct, we organize sessions and activities related to confidence building, personality development, effective communication, and social issues like body shaming. From attending sessions to conducting them, I thoroughly enjoyed exploring different aspects of my personality. I got a chance to enhance my public speaking skills and confidence. I understood the true meaning of empathy, of lifting as you climb, of helping others around you while constantly working on yourself and building a healthy, supportive community. What I believe is that one needs to explore beyond classrooms for personal growth. And it was not just Instinct. I grabbed every opportunity, be it anchoring events, reciting poetry, or participating in debates. I was also a part of Rise All Foundation, where I taught underprivileged kids various subjects and helped them with their studies. Meeting and interacting with them, seeing their beautiful smiles, I thought this opportunity gave a new purpose to my life. Purpose to help those who need it the most. These experiences not just enhance our personality, but they give us a chance to develop it by doing things we genuinely enjoy. While many students focus on cultivating hard skills, they miss out on the amazing benefits. College is the perfect time to explore, to build skills which will stay with you and enrich your life. And now I feel it was these experiences which helped me tremendously in my coding journey. Programming didn't come easy to me. The first hurdle was, of course, from where do I start learning? There are so many languages and so many domains. I was totally confused and directionless. With every language I started, I had such a tough time understanding the concepts. Moreover, noticing my peers being able to quickly code often made me question if choosing coding was the right choice. But everything gradually improved when I started doing things at my own pace and was less harsh on myself. This time, I watched some YouTube tutorials, tried to understand the language, and copied the exact same projects to understand the working. I started to enjoy the process and coded several projects just by copying the existing ones. To try some new ones, I joined tech societies, participated in events, and worked on building websites. Though I was becoming better, there were countless number of times when I used to get stuck and had the urge to call someone and ask them to fix it for me. But I tried to find the answers, and eventually I found them. I realized that there was so much more learning and clarity when I tried to find the solutions myself. Of course, there's nothing wrong in asking for help. In fact, one should definitely do so, but only after exploiting all the possible ways which led to the solution. After all, getting stuck was never the problem. Staying stuck was. It was in my fourth semester when my brother told me to apply for Google Summer of Code, which is a 3-month open source program where students build amazing projects under organizations and receive a stipend from Google. Having no major programming experience, I was constantly occupied with thoughts of not being good enough. I doubted myself a lot, but there was a project which I really liked, so I spoke to my mentors and worked on the proposal. To my surprise, I got selected, and it was hands down the best 3 months of my life. I built two games, Spy Find and Music Mania, for kids with special needs and was overwhelmed to see the excitement and happiness on their faces when they played the game. I truly experienced the power of technology and how it can be used to create an impact on the world. It also made me realize that many of us skip applying for opportunities when we meet only a certain percent of the listed requirements. Apply for it. Here is a tip. If you find the project interesting, find a strategy to compensate for the missing skills or demonstrate during the process that you are actually working on those skills. It was after GSOC that I got the courage to apply for more opportunities. One day, while randomly scrolling through my Facebook feed, I came across the applications of Google Women Tech Makers Scholarship. This scholarship encourages women to excel as active participants in the tech field while lifting other women. Wow, this was exactly the opportunity I had been looking for, and I applied for it. I poured my heart into the applications and shared my personal journey so far. I still remember the day I got the call from Google that I had been selected for the scholarship and I was on cloud 9. We visited the Google Singapore office, met so many empowering women from all over Asia, listened to their stories, struggle and achievements, attended awesome workshop and events, which truly made this one of the most memorable experiences of my life. Had I not come across the applications on Facebook that day, I would have definitely missed this amazing opportunity. This made me realize that many of us simply miss out on opportunities because we are not aware of it, isn't it? So from that day, I maintained a Google Keep file and made a list of all the upcoming opportunities. To know more, I joined Facebook and LinkedIn events-related groups, stayed in touch with my seniors, and searched about these opportunities by using necessary keywords on Google. By keeping a track and setting reminders, I applied for the Nutanix Women in Technology Scholarship and became a proud recipient. Throughout my journey, I had applied for so many opportunities, got some and was rejected from way too many. But in the end, what mattered was, of course, applying. With all these experiences and initiatives, and from being a part of a women engineering college, the one thing I had realized was that many girls simply give up on tech careers not because of their lack of interest or capability, but because of self-doubt, lack of confidence, and lack of role models. It was in my fourth year when my friend and I launched our e-learning platform called UACID. At UACID, anyone can create video or written courses and share their knowledge, thereby inspiring several others. With only a meek percentage of women instructors on most e-learning platforms, UACID creates an inclusive learning environment for women to become role models and increase their credibility in the field. Our portal not only embraces all genders to function in harmony, but also motivates peer-to-peer education. One can simply visit uacid.com and start learning. In such a short span, we have managed to create an impact with amazing instructors creating courses, sharing regular events and updates and inspirational stories with students, and so many learners enrolling each day in the courses, directly learning from their peers and industry experts and getting empowered. As I reflect on my college experience, the one thing which I have truly come to believe is that there is no fixed plan that one should follow. Everyone's journey is unique and everything really does happen for a reason. College years are a wonderful time in everyone's life where we take mature steps towards our future, meet many friends, choose our majors, decide for our careers, and prepare for the challenges of the real world. The one thing to notice though is that each one of us at some point struggle with confidence issues, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, unhealthy comparisons, or the pace to grasp certain things. Once you see that all this is absolutely normal, you'll dare to try new things. You will listen to your inner voice and ultimately appreciate and enjoy the surprises life has for you. So keep working on your personal and professional growth, explore as much as you can, and find time to do things you genuinely enjoy. I hope my journey helped you in some way. In case of any questions, feel free to reach out to me on my LinkedIn page or UACID's Instagram handle. Thank you for listening.